Lesson 13.1b, Application of Effleurage. The palm of the hand, fingertips, edge of the hand, forearms, knuckles, and thumbs can be used to apply effleurage strokes. The choice often depends on the desired depth and the body area. For example, the forearm would obviously not be used to apply an effleurage stroke to the face. The fingertips are clearly more appropriate. But the forearms may be used for effleurage strokes on the back. Follow these general principles for the application of effleurage strokes. Undrape the area and place a moderate amount of lubricant in your hand. Warm the lubricant and apply it to the area in a long stroke that begins at the bottom of the area, distal, travels to the top of the area, proximal, and returns to the bottom of the area, distal, without losing contact with the client. Have your hands open so that the entire surface of the palms and fingers contact the client's tissue and feel the fullness of the tissue. Notice temperature or texture changes in the tissue. Visualize the direction of muscle fibers running under the skin and imagine sinking your hands into that muscle. As the tissue begins to warm up, increase the depth of the stroke. Never force your hands into unyielding tissue. Instead, relax and drop into the tissue using the weight of your body rather than the strength of your arm muscles or tense wrists. Pay attention to the rhythm and speed of your stroke. Does the speed of the stroke change the client's breathing pattern? You may notice that as you slow down or speed up, the client's breathing pattern also changes. Now, slow down and explore how slow you can make your stroke. Lighten the pressure of the stroke and explore how soft you can make the stroke. Concentrate the pressure of the stroke and explore how deep you can sink into the tissue. You can apply an effleurage stroke in a number of different ways, as shown in Technique 18.